Hello.
Hey, Bo, it's John.
Hi, John.
Hi. I received a notification regarding your account, and I think there's a little confusion with your subscription terms. So I remember I told you yesterday, and you were really clear about it when we first signed up, was no pay-per-lead, not binded to a contract, right?
Yeah,
So
so why did you say that? You signed me a term. You sent me a terms of service to sign that said exactly the opposite.
no. So there's a little asterisk next to it. That's for a different product. That's something called Google Guarantee. That's why I was calling you. I wanted to explain the difference. So what I said is exactly what you have. It's not a pay-per-lead. You have a Google Places placement, which are the guys next to the map. The only ones that are pay-per-lead and click are the other ones at the top, Google Advertising and Google Guarantee or local service ads. We do those ones
Right,
too.
so why doesn't it say, John? Look, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying,
No, you're good.
why doesn't it say exactly what I signed up for instead of me having to try to interpret? Because look, if something happens in the future and I'm like, no, you guys aren't telling me, you're not doing what you told me you were going to do, right?
Right.
What do I have to fall back on? Nothing. There's this contract
Right.
in there that says freaking that I'm responsible for anything you guys want to do.
No. So here, I have the subscription terms pulled up. So the asterisk sign, like that little star next to it, only means if that product applies to your package that you signed up for, right?
Where, so
So
I see exactly what I signed up for then.
you want me to edit it?
No, I'm saying, where do I see exactly what I signed up
Oh,
for?
it's in there. So everything that you signed up for is in the subscription terms. It just has other products in there as well that you're not actually using, right? Like, see how it says My Site, Custom Website, and it has a little star? Some people, when they sign up, they already have their own website that they want to use, right? So that's why they have that little star. It's like, if this applies to you, right? And it's also like, okay, if you wanted to use Google Ads or Google Guarantee, where it has like the little star, then it applies to you. If that's not something that you want to use, then it doesn't apply to you. So the way your agreement's set up is like even the Facebook ads is optional. These things are optional that you can opt into, but that doesn't mean that you're automatically submitted to those. Same thing with like Google Workspace. Those are things that are optional. Or advanced reporting, SMS communication, those are all things that we're going to do regardless. And at the very top, the Google Business Profile Optimization, that's your main product. That's that Google Business Profile and that Google Places placement there on the
Okay.
first page. So
Hey,
the
look,
other,
I know you're a what's your position in the company? What do you do?
I'm the
You're
director of
sales? What
operations. No, I manage not just the sales floor, but our graphic designers. I basically oversee all of our employees.
You're the director of operations for the entire company.
Yeah. They only
That's
transferred you to me because they had to get approval on the pricing structure. Normally the package that we put you on is $5.99 monthly. I cut it in
Yeah.
half. Yeah, when I signed you up. Otherwise, one of my sales reps could have kind of walked you through the whole thing, but that's why it's coming back to me and being handled on the principal level, and they want me to explain it to you because you have
All right,
something that's a little different than what we normally do.
okay, so can you tell me what am I paying $2.99 a month for?
Yeah, so the first page placement on Google, right? That's the money maker
Is
right there.
that a guarantee that you guys will get a first page placement on Google?
Correct. We have to PIN verify you. The PIN verification letter's been sent out. So it's like a little
Okay.
postcard that comes in the mail. Remember I explained that to you yesterday. So
Yeah,
yeah,
I
you'll be up
remember that.
there. We list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So you get to hand select them, but your client interview is actually scheduled for right now. So I was going to actually have the client interview technician come on the line. We had an appointment scheduled for right now. And that's where they go over like the keywords, the service area, how you want your
Okay, so
website to look.
I know, but John, I've got a couple of key questions here. Look, after I got off the phone, see, here's what I don't appreciate about yesterday. I do appreciate it from a sales perspective because it's effective, right?
What do you mean?
But how, it's the the time limitation on the sale, right? You got to do it now. There's only one slot open. Somebody else gets it. Hey, you're gonna be on your own, right? So I, after we got off the phone, I go back and I'm talking to my office manager about it.
Uh-huh.
And so she pulls up a bunch of reviews about Local Splash, and they're terrible, man.
What?
The reviews are terrible.
They're where?
Like, all of them say fraudulent. Just look up Local Splash.
Okay, here. I'll show you. Hold on 1 second. Local Splash. I've been here for 10 years, and I'm the director of operations. So it says Local Splash, 810 Google reviews, 4.2 star. Were you guys only looking for bad ones? Because if you go to Bird Eye, the next thing is 689 reviews, 4.9 out of 5 star.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, here, I'll send you the link.
But, my office manager read me about 20 reviews that all said, you know, I got worst placement on Google after I signed up. I was like, okay, well, maybe they got me. But look.
No, if you click on it, so if you click on the 810 reviews and then you go to the ones that are 1 star, there's 21 star ones on there. We've been in business since 2004, right? So one of them was a month ago. We refunded that lady, right? The next one is 7 months ago. The one after that is a year ago. The one after that is 5 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Hey, listen. So listen. If you guys don't get me on the first page of Google Maps, what happens then?
Well, what do you mean? I've never had a client not get on the first page. I've had some of them.
Well, I'm saying, what happens if I don't, though?
Yeah, what was that?
You guys gonna stand by your word and refund the money if I don't get on the first page of Google Maps?
Well, our word didn't say that it's refundable. Actually, at the bottom, it does state that first month's payment is non-refundable, especially because of the discounts applied. So we didn't say, oh, if you don't get a certain amount of clients from the first page placement or you don't get up there, we're going to refund you. I've never had somebody not get up there, to be transparent with you. I've had some of them get up there faster than others, and some of them get up there slower than others. It's really dependent on that PIN verification. If you get that PIN in the mail and your wife throws it away, or you throw it away, then I got to resend it.
Here's what I'm saying.
But there are things that don't just fall on us. You know, we have guys that we get them up there, and they're getting clients every day, and they're getting calls every day. And then their reviews are coming back, though, as 1 star. And we're going, we're not going to keep you up there. Keep your money. Goodbye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's more variables than just what we're bringing to the table in order to make it work all the way around.
Okay, so listen.
Put everything in writing.
John, I appreciate that you're the director of operations and you taking the time to make this call. I was director of operations for many different things in my life.
No, our clients are important to us, you know. I mean, the only way we're going to make money, you got to think about it. Everybody we work with is month to month, right? So we got to really interact with you guys, and we have to make it work with you guys in order to build a long-term relationship with you. If we don't, then we're just going to lose you after a month. And that's not our goal. Our goal is we're not going to, especially if I'm giving you half price on it, we would lose money. You know what I mean? With doing deals like this and losing you after 30 days. So I was very, very transparent with you and very honest. It's just when you read that voice verification, I think there was a misunderstanding in that, and that set you off on the wrong foot. And then it had you guys looking at negative things rather than positive things and put a bad taste in your mouth. So I get that. And I understand you're coming from Home Advisor, who's one of the companies that does something like this and resells the leads, and they're not honest. You sign up with them, and then all of a sudden you got 100 different lead fees that they didn't disclose to you. But I can assure you, our company is not like that. We got nothing to do with those guys. If you go to Bird Eye and you look at those guys, all the business owners that use it got a 1-star rating. And I set up this account and gave you these discounts because I know, from my experience, after a month or two of this, you'll cancel those guys. And you'll save yourself whatever you're investing on leads there and just have that $1,299 bill on Google, and you'll be a lot happier. We do need your cooperation. We do need to build your site.
Give me a terms of service that clearly lays out what I signed up for then.
It does. The terms and conditions does. The terms and condition is standard across the board to every business that signed up for our service since 2004. We leave those in there because those are optional services to you. That's why we have that in there. So maybe you're starting out your campaign like this and you decide, hey, I want to do something where I could add more clients. Maybe I don't want to just cover this area. I just hired some guys. I want to do Google Ads. Okay. Well, Google Ads is still still accessible to you, and we'll start that up, but we won't send you a whole new terms and conditions. You still have your same terms and conditions there, and it's still documented. So we document not just the services that you're getting, but it's all the services that you could possibly get through us. That way, if there's ever any discrepancies, you have it all documented exactly what each one of them are and what we do for those services. Does that make sense?
All right. Yeah, yep. It does.
Yeah, so I've been doing it for a long time, so I got to make sure we cover all of our bases and yours, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we got to do now?
So there's a client interview. I'll get the client interview technician. Give me just one second here.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling me back, John.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You're a client, and you gotta, it's always going to be like that, so... I just, I do have like other, I wear a lot of hats, obviously. So I do have a lot of guys that have, you know, in customer service where obviously there's going to be times I'll need you to interact with them. Or if you don't want to, then just, you know, give me time to call you back. Yeah.
How many employees do you guys have?
300, total. 306.
Are they all in California?
All in California, yep. We do have some foreigners here, but they're here in California. Like, they're not originally from California, but they're here.
Contract out to India, then.
What was that?
So you don't subcontract out to India, then?
No. But if there are people, like, the actual owner of Google, the CEO, is Indian. I don't know if you know that.
I know.
Yeah, so there are people.
The owner
who...
of Google was Larry Page or something, man.
Well, there's two. There's the owner and there's a CEO. The CEO is an Indian guy. He owns half of it, actually.
Yeah.
So he's from India. Yep. And then he's one
of my favorite people is Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, okay.
Rama something.
I'm like, huh? No, it's Sundar Pichai. He's the CEO of Google. His name's Sundar. He's from India. So there are a lot of people who do actually come to California from India. They go to school over there. They come here.
Yeah.
There's also, like, people from the Philippines because, there's even people from New York, even. They have to come to California because all the Google headquarters are in California.
Right.
Yeah. So if you actually look us up and then you look up the Google headquarters, we're literally 500 yards apart. From them, you could see the Google building from our building.
All right, let's go ahead and hook me up with them people then.
Okay, give me one second. I just let them know once to continue with client interview. I'm actually, is it okay if I circle back with you in like 10 minutes? I'm just going to go downstairs and let them know because they're told to not call you for the client interview until I speak with you first. So I just want to let them know that I talked to you and that we're moving forward.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I'll call you back in just a second, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.